Okay, my friends, now we'll start with the chapter number 8, which is called as marginal costing. Now, marginal costing has some features of CVP analysis, because on marginal costing technique only, CVP analysis and break-even analysis is based on. That's the reason I told you that when you complete your 5th chapter video, then after that go directly to 8th chapter, because it has link between each other. Now, marginal costing is a technique. It is a technique of calculating the cost of the goods produced by the manufacturer. Marginal costing is a system, accounting system, in which you are calculating the cost of the product manufactured by the company. In this, all the variable cost which is charged, all the variable cost which is incurred by the company is taken as total production cost. In this system, we charge all variable cost as total production cost, and the fixed cost is deducted, fixed cost of that particular period is deducted from the contribution. As I have given one cost structure in the 5th chapter, you might be remember of that. In the cost structure, I have given a cost structure like this. In which sales is given. Sales less the variable cost. You get contribution. I hope you remember that video which we have seen in for chapter number 5. Sales minus variable cost is equal to contribution, right? So in marginal costing accounting system, we calculate the total cost of production, and according to marginal costing system, the total cost of production is nothing but it is a total variable cost. So what will happen to calculate the profit? What about the fixed cost? The fixed cost is deducted from the contribution. The fixed cost of that particular is deducted from the contribution of that year, right? So in this way, whatever closing stock is remaining, suppose if there is a closing stock which remain in marginal costing technique, if you are following marginal costing techniques, the marginal the closing stock which is carried forward to the next year does not contain elements of fixed cost, because the whole fixed cost is charged of that particular period, is charged in that particular income, So the fixed cost elements are not present in your closing stock if it is carried forward to the next year. So marginal costing is nothing but it is an accounting system in which expenses are classified into two, variable and fixed. Marginal costing accounting system is an accounting system in which expenses are classified, the cost is classified on the basis of behavior, and they are on the basis of behavior they are classified as variable cost and fixed cost. So what is marginal costing system? It is a system. It is a accounting system, right? Acha. In marginal costing, what is the feature of marginal costing? The cost of production, when you calculate the cost of production, it comes, the cost of production is equal to the total variable cost. And what is variable cost? Once again, I will repeat, as I have done that thing in the 5th chapter, marginal cost, variable cost are those costs which varies with the production. For example, material for one unit, it is 60,000. And material, suppose for producing one product, I am using a material of rupees 60,000. For two product, it will be 1,20,000. For three product, it will be 1,80,000. For four product, it will be 2,40,000. So it is varying. As the production increases, the material cost increases. Production decreases, the material cost decreases. That's the reason such expenses are called variable expense, right? And there are one more expense which does not behave with the level of activity. Means the expense, whether the production goes upward or downward, whether the level of activity goes upward or downward, the total amount of fixed cost will remain fixed. It will not fluctuate. So in marginal costing, the total cost of production is the total variable cost. And what about the fixed cost? Fixed cost of that particular period which is incurred by the company will be charged from on the contribution of the will be charged on the contribution, total contribution earned in that period. That means what does it tells us? That if there is a closing stock in marginal costing technique, the closing stock will be get transferred to the next year, but that will not have any elements of fixed cost in the cost of the product. You understood? Because all the fixed costs are charged from here. So my cost structure goes like this. Whatever is the cost structure, whatever is the contribution is, whatever is the fixed cost, it will get charged to the contribution. Suppose if you have produced 10,000 units, out of that you have sold 8,000 units. So 8,000 unit sales minus variable cost of 8,000 units of 8,000, okay? You have charged for the variable cost is calculated on 10,000. But out of that 8,000 units are sold, so variable cost is charged only on 8,000. But you got the contribution. But from this contribution, the whole fixed expense is charged. The whole fixed expense is charged. That means if there is a closing stock of 2,000 units, it includes only the element of variable cost. It will not include the element of fixed cost. Okay, so what is marginal costing? It is an accounting system in which variable cost is the cost per unit of the production and fixed cost of that particular product is written off against. Written off means deducted against contribution. You got my point? So this is a very important concept which this is a this system, accounting system, is used by the company for making various decision making. It helps the company in taking decisions like whether to buy the product from the market or to produce that same product in our own company. This decision can be taken with the help of marginal costing techniques. Then whether to whether to accept the quotation of the foreign buyers, till what extent should I accept the quotation from the foreign buyers, that decision can be taken with the help of marginal costing techniques. Whether to discontinue or continue with a particular product line. Suppose if I am talking about any big company who does not producing only one particular single product, but they are producing chains of product, means they have different products in their portfolio, product in their portfolio. So in that, which particular product should be produced more, which particular product should be produced less, or which particular product should be discontinued. All that type of decision making can be taken with the help of marginal costing. Now, what is the desirable profit? Means how to calculate the desired profit. Suppose there is a profit which is earned by the company in the last year, which is a very good profit. So they want to earn the same level of profit last year's, but there is a changes in the fluctuation in the price of the selling price as well as the market price. So because of that, it becomes difficult for the company to maintain the same level of profit. So, but the company has decided, the company want to decide that they want to maintain the same level of profit though there is fluctuation in the price in the market. So what should be the level of activity? That decision can be taken with the help of marginal costing. So let us now study some of the features of marginal costing. Come with me to learn something about the features of marginal costing. Features of marginal costing. Features of marginal costing. First feature of marginal costing, it bifurcate cost into fixed and variable. Now what is F stands for? Fixed and variable. So the very first feature, the very important feature in marginal costing accounting system, it bifurcates the expense into fixed and variable. Second, only variable cost is taken as the cost of production. This is the second feature. Only variable cost is taken as a cost of production. Third, fixed cost is charged to contribution. Fixed cost is deducted from contribution, as I have explained you in the previous session of video, right? So fixed cost is charged to the contribution. Fourth, all the decision making, all the price calculation is based on marginal cost. All the profit planning, all the planning of profit, all the planning of cost, all the planning of cost. Yeah, what is the calculation of price is based on planning of profit or cost or price is based on marginal cost. Marginal cost means variable cost, marginal cost and contribution. All the price are based on marginal cost. What do you mean by marginal cost? The total variable cost and contribution, right? It combines the technique of cost recording as well as cost reporting. That is one more feature. It combines the technique of cost recording and cost reporting. Means we can calculate the cost, we can record the cost, at the same time we are reporting the cost, both the way it is doing, and profitability of the department. And if you want to calculate a profitability of a particular department, it is calculated not on the final profit, but it is calculated on the contribution. Suppose one department is producing product X, second department is producing product Y, third department is producing product Z. So which product is more profitable? That calculation is done on the basis of contribution, on the basis of marginal cost and contribution. And last but not the least, this is all the calculation, all the productivity is based on marginal contribution and marginal cost. And last point, the per unit cost of a product is the variable cost. The per unit cost of the product is the variable cost. So these are the features of marginal costing techniques. I will repeat the point once again. In marginal costing techniques, if you want to follow marginal costing techniques, it bifurcates. First of all, in marginal costing techniques, the costs are bifurcated into two on the basis of behavior. Into two, they are fixed cost and variable cost. That is F and V. Second, only variable costs are charged to the cost of production. Means the total production cost is the total variable cost. Third, fixed cost is charged. A fixed cost of that particular product. Suppose in this year you have produced 1 lakh units and the fixed cost is incurred by you is 10,000 crores. So that fixed cost will be charged to the total contribution, but it is not charged to a particular product. So I have given the example. Out of 10,000, suppose you have produced 10,000 units or 1 lakh units. Out of that you have sold 80,000 units. So 80,000 units contribution you will calculate, and the whole fixed cost of that particular year will be charged from that contribution. That means the remaining 20,000 units which is there in the godown will not have any elements of fixed cost. Okay, fine. Planning and profit. Planning of profit or price is based on totally on marginal cost and contribution. It combines this. In this technique, we can record the cost as well as we can report the cost, because we are giving a report of the total cost at the same time recording also. Then it combines the techniques of recording and this thing, and the profitability of the product. Profitability of the product is of a particular department. Profitability of the product or a department is not calculated on the total profit, but it is calculated on the basis of contribution and marginal cost. And last, the per unit cost. When you calculate the per unit cost, that will give you the total variable cost divided by number of unit produced. The per unit cost is nothing but the total variable cost per unit. So this is some of the features of marginal costing. This is some of the features of marginal costing. Now I will tell you the difference between the traditional costing and the marginal costing with an example, with a figuric, means with a numeric example, so that the concept will become very clear to you. Okay, so just take your pen and a book as well, so that you can have that example jotted down at the time of watching the video. That will help you and that will remain in your mind at a backside. Okay, thank you. So just move on to the, just wait for a minute so that I will clear this board for you and give an example of both marginal costing and marginal costing and traditional costing. Now this is marginal costing techniques and this is traditional costing techniques. Both are accounting system. I told you both are a system of accounting for calculating the cost. Now the total production cost is the variable cost. The total variable cost per unit is 20 rupees. Per unit is 20. Per unit is 20. And total fixed cost which is incurred in that particular period is 10 rupees per unit. So what is the total cost? What is the total cost? 30 rupees. What will be the total cost? 30 rupees. Similarly, variable cost is 20 and fixed cost is 10. So what is the total cost as per traditional costing? Actually, total cost is both. In both the method, the total cost of production is the same. But in marginal costing, if someone asks, what is the cost of per unit? They will say, sir, 20. And in traditional costing, what is the cost of per unit? They will say 30, because they includes in the product cost both variable and fixed. Whereas here, the fixed expenses are deducted from the contribution for that particular period. So if there is a closing stock in marginal costing, there will not be any elements. So suppose out of 10,000, I sold 8,000 units. I sold 8,000 units and 2,000 is closing stock. Closing stock. So what will be the closing stock? This year's closing stock will become the next year's opening stock. This year's closing stock will become next year's opening stock. Similarly, I am taking the same example here. Out of 10,000, 8,000 is sold, right? And closing stock is 2,000. This is a closing stock, okay? Closing stock is 2,000. Now my question is, if units sold, please listen to me very carefully. Though you are watching a video, you can rewind it and forward it. But still, in one attempt only, if you get the thing, then it will be good for you. Because again and again, rewinding and forwarding this video and watching it again, it will not make sense, because you are right now traveling while watching this video. So I would like to request, listen to me very carefully, concentrate on me. Okay, so what was my question is, if units sold is less than the unit produced, which company will show more profit? Which company will show more profit? If units sold is less than the unit produced, which method will give you more profit? Can anyone tell me which method will give me more profit? If unit produced is more than, yeah, you can think. I'm giving you 2 minutes time to think and then listen to the answer which I'm giving it to you. Okay, tell me. Think for a while so that it will be clear to you. Yes? No? So you have made a point now? You have calculated something? Okay, chalo, let us start with this example. Okay, Now in this example, 8,000 units is sold. So 8,000 into 20 rupees is the cost. That is your 1,60,000. I will take this thoda up so that it will be clear. 8,000 into 20 rupees is the variable cost. That is 1,60,000. And suppose the selling price is, sales is 30 rupees in the market. So 8,000 into 30. 8,000 into 30, 2,40,000. I am just making the concept clear so that you will get the answer of your question. So the what is my contribution? Contribution is 80,000 less fixed cost. Now I repeat, I will not charge fixed cost of the unit sold. I will charge the whole period fixed cost together. So 10,000 is the total fixed cost per unit, and how much units is produced? 10,000. 10,000 is the units. So what will be the take some more examples so that what will happen, this will give me more profit. Take 50 rupees. Okay. So that what will happen? Method will be, the concept will be clear. 8 5s are 40. It is 4 lakhs. So 4 lakhs minus 160 gives you 2,40,000. Now in marginal costing, the whole unit's profit is transferred, means it's charged in that particular period. It is not getting transferred to the next year. So 10 into 10,000, 1 lakh. So what is your profit? 1,40,000. Now let us check, this is as per marginal costing. Let us check as per traditional method. Okay, same example. Sales is 8,000 into 50. That is equal to 4 lakhs. Right? Then, less variable cost. According to this, cost is total cost. So, what is the total cost? 30. So, 8,000 into 30. They will charge total cost. They will not charge variable cost and fixed cost separately. So, 8,000 into 30. So, 2,40,000. What is the profit you earn? 1,60,000. So, in the marginal costing, if the units sold is less than the units produced, there is less profit in marginal costing. Whereas, in this is the profit. Why it is showing less profit? Because you are charging the whole fixed cost of that particular product together. Whereas, in this traditional costing, you are charging only that fixed cost which is sold. So, that means the closing stock will have the element of fixed cost. So, if unit sold is less than the unit produced, there will be a less profit in marginal costing, but more profit in traditional costing. And vice versa. If the unit sold is more than the unit produced, that means you have opening stock. Suppose next year, what is my opening stock? 2,000. And next year production is 8,000. But I am selling 10,000 units. In that case, the situation will be vice versa. Why? Because this closing stock includes the element of fixed cost. So that fixed cost of current year will be charged in the next year. So the expense will be more. Whereas this closing stock does not include elements of fixed cost. It is charged this year only. So only the variable cost will go further. So what will happen? There in the next year, the cost will be less and the profit will be more. So in this given example, the example was sale, goods sold are less than goods produced. In that case, marginal costing will show less profit. Why? What is the reason behind that? Because the fixed cost you have charged for that particular year is charged full on the contribution. Whereas in traditional costing method, you will charge only that fixed cost which is sold. Remaining fixed cost will be charged in the next sale. So when units sold is less than unit produced, that means we have produced 10,000 but sold 8,000. You have produced 10,000 and sold 8,000. In that case, marginal costing will show less profit and traditional costing will show more profit. Now my question. Now the next topic is unit sold is greater than unit produced. Now there will be a question in your mind, sir, how can it be possible that you are selling more than what you have produced? My dear, it indicates that you have previous opening stock with you. For example, you have produced 8,000 and you are selling 10,000. What that indicates, you know, what that point indicates, it means you have 2,000 already in the stock, which is lying as an opening stock. So let us take the same example with that, for that figure. Chalo, I will rub out for this part. I am going to this point now. I will rub out this part for you now. Same example I am giving you, so that now sold is 10,000, but production is, and opening stock 8,000 and 2,000. 8,000 and 2,000. Year, same thing. 10,000 is the total sale. Okay. Production is 8,000 and opening stock is 2,000. Chalo, we'll take this example in the numeric way, because numbers will create more impact rather than going as just explaining the points. Okay, because experience, visual effect create more impact on your mind, right? I agree with that, because all Indians have that problem, because we don't go logically, we go experiment wise, means we always work on experience. So what we see, that we experience, so on that basis only we can understand the concept very effectively. So let us start with marginal costing techniques, M costing techniques. Okay, so in this, sales is how much? 10,000. So I told you 10,000 into 50. That is 5 lakhs. Less variable cost. Now variable cost 20 rupees. This year also variable cost is 20 only. So 10,000 into 20. 10,000 into 20. How much it is? It is 2 lakhs. So the amount contribution is 3 lakhs. The contribution is 3 lakhs. Less fixed cost. Now my dear, fixed cost will be charged only for current production, not on the opening stock, because last year the fixed cost of this units is already charged in the previous sale. So I will charge fixed cost only on 8,000. 8,000 into 10, 80,000. What will be my profit, my dear? 2,20,000. If I put more zero. Yeah. You got the point. See, now this is an example. Sir, why you have charged only 8,000 fixed cost? Because my dear, your production is 8,000 this year. So the fixed cost will be incurred only on 8,000. Fixed cost, this 2,000 was the last year's stock, which came from last year to this year. So that fixed cost is charged in that year only. As per marginal costing, fixed cost is charged in that particular period. So your profit is showing 2,20,000. Let us start with the traditional costing method. Traditional costing. The sales is 10,000 into 50. Again, that is 5 lakhs. Less total cost, because they charge total cost, and total cost is 30, which includes 30 of 8,000 as well as 30 for 2,000. So they will take 10,000 into 30, that is 3 lakhs. So what is the profit as per the traditional costing method? 2 lakhs. So I think now the concept is clear. In marginal costing, if sales are more than the unit produced, profit will be high. I've given you the example. Now this example will clear that point. Whereas in traditional costing, if sale is more than the unit produced, you are charging fixed cost of 2,000 also this year, though you have incurred last year, but the opening stock includes the element of fixed cost, so which is charged this year, that is 30. So profit is less. So I think now your concept is clear. Yes? Let us solve some of the case studies so that marginal costing, how you which help you to learn how this marginal costing techniques helps the management in various decision making. So are you ready for the case studies, my dear friends? Yes. So I am also ready. Let us start with the case studies. Give me few seconds so that I can rub out the board and we'll start with the case study. Now before case studies, I would like to dictate you the various decision making point. I would like to request, dictate you or explain you the decision making point. This is marginal costing is a technique which helps the company in taking various decisions, like first is what is the desired profit. If there is change in the desired profit, if there is fluctuation in the market price of cost of material, labor and the selling price, if there is fluctuation and I want to earn certain percentage of profit, what will be the what will be the sales units, what will be the level of activity. Second, whether to make or buy. Make means whether to produce. Suppose if I want a raw material for my final output. Suppose, take an example, I am talking about, I am having two units, ball bearing, I am producing ball bearing, at the same time I am producing fans, table fan, ceiling fan, exhaust fan, every kinds of fan. So for fans I require a raw material called ball bearing. You agree with me? So should I buy the ball bearing from the outside market or should I use, should I produce the ball bearing from the company itself? In my own company, what is that decision? That decision can be taken place with the help of marginal costing techniques. Third, should I discontinue or continue my existing unit? Which product segment, which segment line of product should I discontinue or continue or increase the production? All that decision also can be taken with the help of marginal costing techniques. Fourth, acceptance of quotation price. Quotation price by government or foreign buyers. Foreign buyers. Now marginal costing techniques helps me in taking decisions. With the help of marginal costing, I can calculate certain base point, and on that basis I can take the decision. Let us start with that calculation of desired profit. Now in the chapter number 5 I have given one formula for desired profit. Now desired sales is equal to fixed cost plus desired profit divided by contribution per unit. Fixed cost plus desired profit divided by contribution per unit. Suppose last year my sale price was 20 and the variable cost was 14. So my contribution was 6. So last year I earned 50 crores profit. And I'm just giving an example. This is an example of last year. Last year I have sales per unit price is 20 and variable cost per unit is 16. Therefore contribution per unit is 6. Contribution per unit is 6, yes. Now this year, there is a fluctuation in the selling price. The selling price reduced to 18. And the variable cost increased to 15. So my new contribution is 3. And last year I earned 50 crores profit. Right? So what will be my sale units so that to earn the same level of profit? So this formula will help me. How? See, suppose last year fixed cost was 5 crores. 5 crores is very less, 15 crores. Plus desired profit is 50 crores. divide by new contribution. Divide by new contribution. Suppose last year's profit is 40. Chalo. I will not take go ahead. Or I take because I want to get it divide. Okay, I will take 60. My desired profit of last year is 60. Okay, now what I was saying that I have to earn this profit as per new cost structure. What is the new contribution? 3 rupees. So 75 crores divided by 3. What will be my units? It will give me 75, 3 2s are 6, 3 5s are 15. 25 lakhs units. I think 25 crores or 25 lakh units I have to sell in order to get that same level of profit. So this decision making I can do with the help of marginal costing techniques. Yes? Got the point? If there is a fluctuation in the market price or selling price or cost price, then if I have to earn desired profit of last year, same profit I have to earn this year also. So what should be my level of activity that I can find out with marginal costing techniques? Okay, so I think this example made the point clear. Okay, now we'll move on to the next part, whether to make or buy. Now this technique, this decision also can be taken with the example like this. The variable cost is 20. The fixed cost is 5 rupees per unit. Okay. The total cost is how much? 25. This is my cost. Total cost is 25. Variable cost is 20. And fixed cost is 5. As I told you, in marginal costing, the total cost of production will not include the fixed cost. It will include only the variable cost. So what is your total variable cost? 20 rupees. So that is your production cost. And if the purchase manager gave a quotation that in the market we are going to get this particular raw material for say 15 rupees. Now I can take the decision very easy. How? My production cost is 20. If I produce that particular raw material in my company, the cost will be 20 plus 5 rupees fixed cost will be there whether you produce or not. Whereas purchase manager has found a supplier who will give a price of 15 rupees. So I am getting 15 rupees plus fixed cost will be there definitely. So what is your decision? Tell me. From this I can make out. What is your decision? What you are saying? Yes? You are saying to produce. You will produce at 20 rather than buying with the help of 15. No. You are changing your mind. Okay, you can change because India is a democratic country. You can change your views. Yes, you will buy. Why? Because the production cost is 20 whereas buying cost is 15. Fixed cost will be common whether you produce or not. Fixed cost will be there. So after buying also you have to pay this fixed cost. If you produce also you have to pay this fixed cost. Fixed cost is there. So your pure decision will be taken on the production cost, that is the variable cost. So if variable cost is more than the purchase cost, your decision is to buy. So if purchase cost is less than the variable cost, we will buy. If purchase cost, it is PC, it is not personal computer, it is purchase cost. I am using short forms and I am making the point clear. So please don't take it in a wrong way. Purchase cost is greater than variable cost, we will produce or we will make. This is the point of decision making. So marginal costing is helping you in that, because fixed cost either you produce or you buy, fixed cost will be there. So your pure decision will be on this part, variable cost and buying cost. So by comparing the variable cost, total variable cost, with the buying cost, we can take decision. So this is how marginal costing technique is helping you. Now move on to the next part. Next part is whether to continue or not, whether to continue or not. So suppose you have different product line. You have different product lines. I am taking only three example. I have department A producing A product, department B producing B product, I have department C producing C product. Now this is sales per unit. The selling price per unit is 30, the selling price per unit is 50, the selling price per unit is 40, less the variable cost. Variable cost is, say, here it is 12, here it is 45, and here it is 39. So here I am getting 18 rupees, here I am getting 5 rupees contribution, and here I am getting 1 rupees contribution. As the features, when I was explaining you the features of marginal costing, all the profit planning and all the price structure is calculated on the basis of contribution, not on the final profit. So which product is giving very less contribution and which product is giving me more contribution? So my company will decide that produce more of A and try to sell more of A because it is giving me more contribution than rather than producing more of C. Rather than producing more of C. So I will discontinue this. Practical example, you have heard about L&T cement. There was a cement which was produced by L&T before. So they stopped their that particular product line and they sold their units to Aditya Birla Group, which is now known as Ultratech Cement. Now on that basis, on this calculation basis, on marginal costing techniques, they took the decision that cement making is not giving them much contribution. They were not able to cover the cost itself. That's the reason they decided to discontinue. So discontinue or continue will be taken decision on the basis of contribution. If contribution is more, product will be continued. If contribution is less or negative, it is discontinued. So they, on the basis of this, they took a decision, the L&T company, L&T Private Limited, took a decision that we will discontinue the production of cement. That's the reason they sold their whole units to Aditya Birla Groups, which is now termed as Ultratech Limited. So this is how you can take the decision with the help of marginal costing techniques on the basis of contribution, not on the final profit. Because final profit is charged after adding all the contribution, the total fixed expense is charged to the contribution. The total contribution deduct the total fixed cost. So that's the reason your decision is fully based on the variable cost, the marginal cost and contribution, not on the final profit. Got my point? Because in marginal costing techniques, we charge fixed profit of that particular product to the total contribution, not on individual contribution. Okay, so this is one more example of deciding. So if contribution is more, you will continue the department, and vice versa. Now move on to the last factor which is there in your portion, that is whether to accept the government quotation price or foreign buyer price. See, what is government quotation? Government asks you to give some price so that government take the goods and they export the goods to the foreign market or to the foreign buyers, right? If you are directly selling to the foreign buyers, then you have to sell at a lesser price than the local price. Suppose in India, if I am selling my product at 20 rupees for the foreign buyers or for the government buyers, if government is buying from me, I will not charge them 20 rupees. I will have to charge them less with an intention to earn foreign currency as well as with an intention to get various subsidies from the government. If I am selling less to the government, definitely I will be getting benefits of various subsidies. So till what level I should accept my quotation price? Let us see with some numerical figures example, because that put more impact on your mind. Okay, fine. So see, this is my actual sales in the local market. This is a local market rate. Local price. LP means local price. So my local price is 80 rupees and my variable cost is 50 rupees. So what is my contribution? All my decision making, all my pricing are based on the all my price and all my decision makings, profit planning are based on contribution and marginal cost. I repeat that word because that is the main feature of marginal costing. Okay, this is 30. Now, the quotation price. I am giving three different quotation price till what level I will accept. See, the quotation price is, they told me, sir, 70. Okay, so what do you think? You will accept? Sir, yes, because I am getting a contribution of 20. Very good. My quotation price is 60. What do you think? You will accept? Yes, sir. My contribution is 10. The quotation price is 40. No, sir. I will not accept this quotation price because it is going less than my production cost. So any businessman will reduce the price up to the cost, but it will not go to less than the quotation price, less than the production price. So what is the decision making point here? Till the quotation price makes the contribution, keeps the contribution positive or zero. Because since I'm in position of earning a foreign currency, I may accept to zero contribution because I may cover my profit from the local market. So with that intention, or if the quotation price is getting from the government, I will see to it that my quotation, the quotation price should not make my income contribution negative. Till that time, I can accept the foreign buyer's quotation price or government quotation price with an intention to earn foreign exchange, or if I am dealing with government, with an intention to earn more subsidies, more benefits from the government. Because if I give less price to the government, in return they will give me some subsidies in my tax structure, indirect tax. So that is a benefit beyond that. So what is my quotation, till what level I should accept the quotation price? Till the level the contribution is positive, once it, or zero. But once it's become negative, I will not. So this is the tagline, means this is the point of decision making. Desired profit, there is a formula. Make up why I have given a tagline for that, right? Which you have to remember. If the purchase cost, PC is purchase cost, is less than the variable cost, definitely I will go for purchase. Whereas if purchase cost is greater than the variable cost, I will produce. Last one, discontinue or continue. I have different segments of product. So which product should be continued, which product should not be. So what I will do, I will calculate the contribution of all the product, which becomes easier for me. Right, so contribution I will calculate. The contribution, the department which shows particular contribution less, I will discontinue. And the department which shows more contribution, I will continue or produce more of that. Next part, whether to accept the quotation price by the government or the foreign buyers or not. Till what level you should accept? Till the level my contribution is positive, I will accept the quotation price. Once the level is going below the contribution, then I will not accept. So in short, it should not be less than the variable cost. That means this and this are same. Okay, so this is what all about is. Marginal costing chapter is an accounting concept through which we can calculate, which is implemented by the company for various decision making purpose, because costing's important function is to help the management in decision making regarding all these points. So it is a technique through which we can take decision. Many of the company, in spite of various difficulties, various disadvantages, many of the company, as per the nature of their operation, use these techniques. The best example, the latest example which I have just now told you, L&T has discontinued their decision, discontinued their cement making units and sold it to Aditya Birla on the basis of this marginal costing techniques. So in all, marginal costing is a technique through which company takes various decision making, and it is effectively used by various company in this present scenario. I hope you enjoyed this chapter, this session, very effectively. So this was the last chapter of your cost accounting subjects, and I will request everyone to watch the video very carefully. I have given some numerical examples. If you just see that example, and after seeing that example, if you go through the textbooks of yours, this chapter will become very easy for you, and hope you will enjoy by getting good marks in your examination. You will be able to give good marks for your exam. So this is the last chapter of your subject. So all the best for you, and we'll meet in the next year for the next subject, hoping those who are coming for my specialization. Thank you very much. This is all for this subject from my end, from your professor, Mr. Suresh Pujari. Thank you very much.